somehow, and I think you all understand this, sometimes we are the silliest when we hear we are praying. There's this old, and it's a terrible joke, I know it, okay, so y'all get ready to, This guy's in Alaska, and he's been out in the wilderness camping, and a bear comes on him in his tent, and he's running, and he's running. He says, God, make this bear a Christian, please. And the bear catches him. And just when the bear is about ready to maul him, the bear goes, I thank thee, Lord, for the food unto you. Silly. I told you it was an old joke. Aren't we silly in how and when we pray? But I'll tell you another silliness, and that is when we read Paul's letters, like this one to the congregation, that is the believers at Colossae, we start thinking that, oh, this is what was in Paul's heart. This is Paul's attitude. This is all about how gracious Paul was. This is, and what we do is we have created a disconnect. So the question I have for you is this, Paul's word or God's word? And if we answer this is God's word, then we now begin to understand that this is God teaching us through Paul, his servant, a manner in which we may have in our heart, by the power of God and the grace of God, and how we may pray. Now, we could spend weeks in a Bible study just on these verses, but I know I'm not going to keep you for weeks. So we're going to pick just a very small portion of today's reading. If you have your bulletin, you can look at it. And it goes down and it says, I got to get my eyes on the right sentence here. In verse 11, may you be strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, for all endurance and patience with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. Right before that, the word is about praying that people would receive knowledge and understanding. But not just any kind of knowledge, spiritual wisdom and spiritual understanding. Because the verse says, and so from this day we heard, we have not ceased to pray for you, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will, that's God's will, all right, all spiritual wisdom and understanding. Now, how does that go together with this patience and endurance? And the answer is that the Word of God teaches us that God's ways are different than our ways. And many times we simply don't understand God's ways. Job in the Old Testament is a great story, great narrative about a man challenged with what was happening in his life, and he didn't understand God's way. In fact, God's way gets questioned, and it's in the book of Job that God answers him and says, where were you when I created the world? And where were you when I formed, and in some translations it says Leviathan, and the sea creatures. Where were you when I formed the stars and the planets and the solar system, and yet you want me to be accountable? Well, just trying to hold God accountable to our questions shows how foolish we can be. So here's the prayer. That my heart and my mind may not be so conforming to this world that is around me and my sinful nature that is within me. that I think God should do exactly what I think, and God should make things happen according to my passions and my desires, because it's just not going to be that way. You know, that God, His ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are far beyond ours. That Paul is praying, as God is teaching Paul himself, and Paul passes on this lesson, that you know what to pray for when someone's having trouble? Is you pray that they begin to grow spiritually in wisdom and understanding, and that includes the confession that we don't understand. And it includes the confession that God always understands. And it includes the confession of our faith that it is in God we trust instead of taking control ourselves. We don't always understand why things happen. We know the Bible says all things work for good, that then they glorify God who believe in Jesus Christ. We understand that passage when we read it, but it doesn't sink in here. And when it doesn't sink in the heart and into the mind, we're miserable. Because somehow the thinking of the world and the desires of our own heart block God. So what's happening here is Paul's teaching us, this is what you can ask for yourself, and this is what you can ask on behalf of someone who's not necessarily going to get a miraculous healing from cancer, or who necessarily isn't going to get automatically a brand new job with a great boss, fabulous income package, right? But instead, that they would be God's child where God has planted them. And that in their journey, they would find a way, according to spiritual wisdom and spiritual understanding, that they would find a way that they would show the world and even the devil what is here and what is here. And as in the book of Romans, it says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. That the prayer isn't always, Lord, get them healed, and then that prayer isn't answered. The prayer can be heal them, and God does do miracles. And sometimes it's through medicine or surgery or the like. There are people who are cancer-free today who never thought they would be. But there are also people who still have cancer, isn't there? What about them? So what we learn in the scriptures is that people face all kinds of spiritual challenges. And one of the things that the people of God get to do, the family of God, is we get to lift up one another in prayer. And what do we pray for? We pray for spiritual wisdom and spiritual understanding that leads to, as the Word of God teaches you, right there, it leads to increasing knowledge of God, that you may be strengthened with all power according to His glorious might, for all endurance and patience with joy. How can a person have joy in the midst of, well, just make a list, the politics of the day? That's depressing. Or, you know, if you live in a rough neighborhood, that's depressing. Or if your kids aren't behaving, that's challenging, you know. Or if you're a child and your parents aren't behaving, you know, put it on the other foot, right? Okay, that's frustrating, you know, and on the list can go. You make your own list. How can there be joy in a world like ours when everything isn't easy and everything isn't nice and everything isn't just handed to you? Well, the answer is the joy that we have is not so much about the things of this world, but it's about the forgiveness of our sins. It's about the gift of eternal life. It is about the promise of the resurrection. It is about knowing God's will for us. That's the joy. So I'm blessed with a great teammate, Pastor Al. But if I wasn't, if Al was the bad guy, you know, I'm still blessed. And so we, as Paul gets to outline for us, and there's so much more that he lists in the prayers. In fact, you can kind of take your pen at some point. Just take the bulletin home. Don't leave it here. Take the bulletin home. You can mark on it and underline what is Paul, what is God telling us that we can ask for and pray about and trust God for, because there's a really nice list. But ultimately, the list doesn't mean a thing if you don't believe God is real, if you don't believe the Son died for you and rose again, and if you don't believe that God is your life and salvation, your rock and your fortress. Because when you have faith, then you have the power, that the word is there in the text. You have the power to endure, and you have the power to be patient. Now, I'm not going to ask you, who of you lacks patience? You know, I'm not going to ask you, you know, who has temper. I'm not going to ask you who gets frustrated at the drop of a dime, so to speak. But it's about, are you alive in Christ? Now, I know all of you are that. And therefore, you have this opportunity to pray for self and to pray for others in this world that is challenging and in many ways attacking the Christian faith, that you and I would endure to the glory of God what it means to be his people, to the praise of his name, as we look forward to the day when he brings everyone together in his heavenly kingdom. Amen.